I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. I don't care for walking downtown, crazy auto car gonna mow me down. Look at all the people like cows in a herd. Well, I like birds. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on. I can't stand in line at the store, the mean little people are such a bore. But it's alright if you act like a turd, 'cause I like birds.
Sandhill cranes we see in Michigan, and the sandhill cranes that I was looking at yesterday in Nebraska. And if you think you know the answer to that question, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate for a meal at the River Lake Inn, and where soon they'll have hummingbirds. And your meal is half price. And all you got to do is tell me what's the difference between the sandhill cranes in Michigan and the sandhill cranes that...
All right. Hey, Raj?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were having a little glitch here on this end. Could you repeat the question again?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I was watching sandhill cranes along the Platte River yesterday, and the trivia question this morning is, what's the difference between the sandhill cranes in Michigan and the sandhill cranes we see here in Nebraska? And do I need to give the prizes again, Larry?
No, I think we are pretty well clear on the prizes.
Okay.
And they are a gem. Okay, sandhill cranes this morning. Well, let's see if Ted in Kalamazoo has the answer. Ted, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Ted. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's the difference between the sandhills we see in Michigan and the sandhills we see in Nebraska?
I think the difference is the ones we see in Michigan are going, and the ones we see in Nebraska are coming.
No, I'm sorry, but thanks for giving it a shot.
Take care.
All right. Interesting guess, Raj.
Yeah, yes. But no, actually, they're both coming. The sandhills I was watching yesterday are returning north, as are the sandhills that live in our area. And so we still need to know what's the difference between the sandhill cranes that are seen in Michigan and the sandhills that are seen here in Nebraska.
All right. Well, Raj, let's see if John in Kalamazoo has our answer. Good morning, John.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's your weather, Raj?
It's cold and snowy. We were further out west before yesterday, and it was in the upper 60s in Denver most of the week. That's a lot better than it is here in Omaha, or I heard the forecast in Kalamazoo. So I got the good weather. But what's the difference?
I think the ones that in Nebraska, aren't they a larger variety, a little different color?
You're on to something, but not quite correct, John.
Okay, thank you.
But thanks for giving it a shot.
All right, another good try there. Let's see if who is next on the line? Francis in Kalamazoo. Let's see if we can get Francis on the line here. Hello,
hello.
Francis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have
an
answer?
Well, I was going to say that I'm not sure of the differences of the actual bird, but the ones in Nebraska would be migrating into Alaska, and the ones in Michigan are migrating into Upper Peninsula area of Michigan.
You're correct. But that's not really the answer to the question. It isn't related to location.
Okay.
Yes, the ones we see in Michigan are staying in Michigan, and the ones in Nebraska are headed north from here. So, nope, I can't declare you the winner on that one. But thanks for giving it a shot.
Sure thing.
You bet.
Wow, pretty tricky question this morning, Raj.
Well, trickier than I thought it would be. I would have thought somebody would have Googled by now, but we'll just keep taking guesses.
We will do that. All right, got to tell you about, well, a great spot. It's probably a bird oasis, actually. It is the extra cold and snow making it extra hard for wild birds to find food this winter. Well, thanks to Waddell's Garden Center, they have a place they can count on for top quality bird feed at great prices. Now, this week, Waddell's has many of the birds' favorites on sale. There's black oil sunflower. That's the preferred seed for so many birds. Now, the 50-pound bag is now just $18.69. So give your birds a special treat and some extra energy with Bird Tweet Suet Cakes. Now, they are just 88 cents each, or you can get a whole case for just $12.90. Now, for a big variety of birds, Waddell's recommends Songbird Blend. The 25-pound bag is just $11.59. Now, if you enjoy feeding the birds but not seeing the leftover hulls piling up, get Waddell's No Waste, No Hulls Blend. It's 100% seed hearts with no mess to clean up. Both sizes are now on sale. The 25-pound bag, just $28.39. Now, if this is the year you finally decided you need a new bird feeder, well, they've got a whole selection of wild bird feeders at Waddell's, which are 25% off. Now, all you do is ask their friendly, knowledgeable staff, and believe me, they are, which feeder your bird feeding headquarters would find the best. That's Waddell's Garden Center. They're a Texas Drive at the corner of Millam and 12th Street. Well, with the weather starting to get a little bit nicer here, maybe a little road trip would be in order. How about heading down to Colon? Yeah, you got the urge for some seafood? Well, Fish Fest is going on now through April at River Lake Inn near Colon. Come enjoy the freshest fish and seafood, including 2 6-ounce Maine lobster tails, a choice of potato and salad bar for just $32.95. Now, throughout Fish Fest, River Lake Inn is going to feature at least 4 of the best seafood selections on the market, including walleye, perch, catfish, salmon, also whitefish, oysters, scallops, jumbo shrimp, orange roughy, rainbow trout, and snow crab. That's just to mention a few. Now, the daily selections are going to vary based on availability. And on Saturday, April 12th, River Lake Inn is going to be holding a pre-show dinner for an evening performance in Colon called Magic and Madness, starring Kevin James. Now, Kevin's performed in Las Vegas and around the world and on television, including America's Got Talent and Masters of Illusion. For details and tickets, go to shows, MichiganMagicDay.com. Now, River Lake Inn's been around since 1976. Wonderful food in one of Southwest Michigan's most tranquil country settings. That's the River Lake Inn near Colon. Well, looks like we got some more calls coming in, Raj. You want to field some more answers?
Well, let's refresh people's memory on the
question. Oh, yes, of course, the sandhill cranes.
What's the difference between the sandhills that we see in Michigan and the sandhills that I was watching in massive numbers yesterday here in Nebraska?
Mike in Mattawan, can you help us out?
Well, I'm going to try. Keep it simple. I think they're larger in Michigan.
Yes. Our jury is debating whether or not you're close enough. Give me the name of the subspecies we see in Michigan. And you're on to something with your first answer.
I'm not sure what it was, what they're called.
Okay. I'm really looking for, there's a name difference between the two sandhills. And, well, you did use the word larger. I guess our jury has decided that that's close enough. The sandhills that we see in Michigan are a subspecies called the greater sandhill crane. And the ones I was seeing here in Nebraska are the lesser sandhill cranes. There are two different subspecies within sandhill cranes. And but you alluded to that when you said that ours are larger, therefore the greater sandhill crane. So we'll declare you to be the winner.
All right.
Don't rush away. We're going to send you back in to Matt, and he'll need some information, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you very much. The birds love that blend. It's I've spoiled them.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mike.
Yesterday is we were along the Platte River just prior to sunset. The skies were amazing. Now, Nebraska is a big sky country, and you can see the horizon just like you can on a lake out here. And I have never seen so many sandhill cranes in one place as I saw yesterday. And if you want an interesting spring birdwatching trip, work the Platte River during migration of sandhills. Just at sunset, the sandhills, as we see in Michigan, were all out gleaning corn in the stubble fields. And but just prior to sunset, they needed air traffic controllers as the different flocks were all taking off from fields at the same time. And you'd see hundreds of birds flying in one direction as they take off into the wind, and then hundreds other birds heading in the southerly direction, heading toward the river. Really an amazing sight.
Hey, Raj, we got Grandpa John on the line.
Okay.
All right. Grandpa John, good morning.
Good morning. You're using up one of my bucket lists.
Uh-oh.
The skies here are really amazing.
Well, I'll just need a quickie, a first in Hope Center.
Oh, what's that?
The Pileated came to my suet twice this week.
Wow.
It's about 10 feet from my upstairs office window.
How neat.
Neat, too. I was 48 years we've been here, and this is the very first time that I've had suet out every year.
Do you think it has something to do with the winter, or is
this I don't know. It's iffy. It's always been here. We've had winters just as hard as this one since I've been here. It's more than I really want to talk about.
Yeah. So you're right. Just luck is involved in it.
It sure is. But well, have a wonderful trip. I'm sure glad you're enjoying it.
Well, thank you.
And I wished it was there.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, sir.
This has been a hard winter, but John is right. We've had hard winters in the past, and sometimes bird watching is just luck is involved. And having a pileated come to your feeder is pretty darn amazing.
Yeah. Well, let's see what Judy in Schoolcraft has for us today. Judy, good morning.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. Happy spring morning.
Thank you.
Is it time to get the eggshells ready, and how do we do it?
Bake eggshells at about 300 degrees for about 15 minutes, and that will kill off any salmonella or anything that could be on the eggshells. You then break them up and add them to your bird feed. It's good to start now, but it's really most critical when the females are laying eggs. Almost all female birds become somewhat calcium deficient when they're laying eggs. A lot of calcium goes into that. And adding some baked eggshells to your bird seed will certainly help those females keep their calcium levels up. With the weather that we've had, other than owls, there's been no egg laying so far this year, but it certainly is a good time to start.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And we were mentioning the winter that we've had, and this prolonged cold weather is in fact stressing birds. And if you have a feeder, keeping it full right now is probably one of the most helpful times you can feed birds. Because the food that was produced last year is been eaten over the winter. It's getting harder and harder to find. And instead of using energy to defend territories and make nests, birds are burning calories just trying to stay warm. And as a result, feeders are really helpful to birds. This time of year, it's actually more than altruism. You're probably helping some birds. And so Waddell's sale is appropriately timed. And speaking of watching spring coming at us, hummingbirds are making progress northward, even into the weather that we're having. They're up into the northern part of South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, up into the middle part of Arkansas. And so spring is coming. It just doesn't feel like it right now. But the earliest hummingbird sighting in Michigan is March 28th, and this is not going to be, my guess, a record early year. And but they're heading in our direction, and that's always good to know. Back to the sandhills. If you ever want a thrilling experience, and I sound like a representative from the Nebraska Tourism Bureau at this point, but I have never seen the sky as full of sandhill cranes as I witnessed last night. Just prior to sunset, you know, the same thing happens in Michigan, where, like at Baker Sanctuary near Battle Creek, just prior to sunset, the birds all come to a common roost. Well, the roost they use here is the Platte River, and they spend their days out in the fields, and the fields will be almost black with the sandhills going through it.
And if you, like Grandpa John and me, have an affinity for sandhill cranes, the big sky country here where you can see from horizon to horizon, sure gives you a great opportunity to see them. The other neat thing we saw plenty of yesterday, snow geese. In migration, both snow geese and Canada geese. Large flocks of snow geese headed north as well. So spring migration is well underway, even if the weather doesn't feel like it at the moment. And Larry, do we have any more calls?
No, looks like we're about ready to wrap up for the day, Raj.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't have a clock in front of me, and
that's
so we're a little indiscreet. I'm asking you for cues.
No, you're doing just fine. We've been sitting here listening to you talk about the cranes, Raj.
Good.
Because we see them out near our place a lot, too, and we've wondered what they are all doing out there gathered like that. So.
Yeah, they're gleaning corn from cornfields.
That's what it was, where they were.
Yeah, many farmers complain that they glean corn from cornfields after they've planted corn, and that's a whole different
I can see
matter.
That being problematic. That probably hacked me off a little, too.
Well, I'll talk all right. to you all Monday afternoon with Jeremy and Lawrence and Taylor, and we'll be back in Birdwatch in the studio next Saturday.
All right. Have a good trip, Rod.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening to this edition of Birdwatch, and join us again next Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral and Garden and Bird Center, at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, also by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news. Then we're going to go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO. It is 831.